Parshat Emor features two types of ritual buildings. The first, the Mishkan, later transformed into the Beit HaMikdash, and the second, a sukkah. We encounter the Mikdash this week mostly in the form of limits who may serve in it and how they must conduct themselves. Those who may serve there are not allowed to engage with the world as other Jews are. Kohanim are not permitted any contact with the dead except for their closest relatives. The Kohen Gadol may not even become impure through contact with the dead for his closest relatives, even his mother, even his father. These limits are initially strange. What is it about contact with the dead that is so antithetical to a Kohen's task? Perhaps the answer lies in the purpose of the Mikdash and the ways it differs from a sukkah. The Mikdash is God's dwelling place on earth, a place where people can draw close to the Almighty. It is a place reminiscent of paradise, a place where we experience the world as it might have been and as we believe it will eventually be. In building the Mikdash, we recreate, in microcosm, the world as God intended it to be, and remind ourselves of the world we hope to build ourselves, a world free of human suffering and death. The creation of a mini Eden within a fallen world requires vigilance around its borders. If the pains and injuries of the world are allowed to enter, then, in an instant, all too easily, the feeling of perfection, of the world to come, can fall away. The Mikdash polices its borders carefully and, in doing so, creates a space where as long as we stand within its walls, we can dream of a world of permanence. We create a world where, for a short time, we can take solace and encouragement from being reminded that suffering and death were not meant to be an inherent part of this world, and that we believe that one day, in the world to come, in the eventual world where God will be utterly manifest, they won't be. Many of us long for such a space, a space where we can go to be reminded of our belief in a world that could be free of suffering and pain. But there are also times where such a space might feel hollow. There are times when we are too aware of the imperfect, impermanent nature of the world that is to be absorbed by the vision of the perfect world that might be. There are times when we are too aware of just how vulnerable we are, just how susceptible to this world's constant movement and permeability, to be comforted by the image of permanence. There are moments in our lives when we come face to face with all that is too transient about this world, all that is too imperfect to find our home in the Mikdash. The Torah acknowledges this. Those who are tamei meit, impure because of contact with death, are not allowed to enter the Mikdash. Not only because of the threat to the Mikdash, but because in those moments when we have only just come face to face with the stark reality of death, of this world where everything is transient, the Mikdash cannot be the holy dwelling place that we need. And in those moments, we turn to the second type of building featured in this week's parsha, the sukkah. You shall dwell in Sukkot 7 days. All that are homeborn in Israel shall dwell in Sukkot, that your generations may know that I made B'nai Yisrael dwell in Sukkot when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Hashem, your God. The essence of the sukkah is its impermanence. It is a reminder of the temporary structures we lived in the wilderness, a transitory time. It does not insulate us from the realities of this world. Instead, it highlights them. The sukkah, meant to be dismantled after a week, reminds us that nothing in this world is permanent. Its permeable roof, open to the rain and the sun, reminds us of our vulnerability. The timing of the holiday, right before summer turns to winter, reminds us that change is inevitable, that long sunny days of plenty turn into wintry days and long nights. The sukkah has none of the magic of the Mikdash. It cannot transport us to another world, the world that once was and that we pray will come again. It cannot shield us from the reality of injury, of sickness, of death. It cannot be a place of perfection and permanence. And if we attempted to make it one, we would lose the essence of what makes it a sukkah. But when we are too mired in the reality of the world to fully trust in the Mikdash's message, In the moments when the reality of this world is too real for us to anticipate the world to come, the sukkah can welcome us in a way that the mikdash cannot. When we feel like we cannot access even the dream of security and permanence, the sukkah reminds us that God can be present in vulnerability and transition. When we feel alienated from a model of religion that defies the reality of suffering, of pain, of death, the sukkah reminds us that God is with us in all those things, and that the wilderness, the place of not knowing, of the in-between, is holy as well. It is a different model of religious experience and a challenging one. It is a model that insists on accepting, at this moment at least, the reality of the world as it is. It is a model that insists that in seeking God in that transience, that impermanence, that vulnerability, we can find joy. While it may be tempting to choose one model or the other, the Judaism that centers either the Mikdash or the Sukkah, Parshat Emor insists that we need both. We need models of holiness that encourage us to dream and anticipate the world to come and to do all that we can to make it a reality. But we also need models that will meet us where we are, that allow us to embrace this world with all its transience, its impermanence, and its pain, and to find holiness and joy here as well. The Mikdash stands for every day of the year, while the Sukkah stands only for 7. That's appropriate. We hope for more moments of joy and wholeness than in precariousness and vulnerability. But on the days when the realities of this world, sickness and death, impermanence and change, are too much to dream past, the Sukkah assures us that God can be found in the wilderness of this world as well.